Thanks for checking out the Roodits and Loz podcast, driven by the Ford Ranger Raptor, inspired by desert racing. Ford Ranger Raptor has been developed by the Australian design and engineering team with Ford Performance DNA for true enthusiasts.
New Hilux in stock with bonus $1,000 accessories at Peter Kittle Toyota.
Get all the news you need.
104.7 Triple M.
Hello, Adelaide.
No one knows Adelaide like these guys. Triple M Breakfast with Roo, Dits and Loz.
Overnight news.
Well, we've been talking about housing prices going up. Aussie Joe from John Simons from Aussie Home Loans is about to sell his house for $200
million.
$200
million
in Sydney. God. Mega mansion.
Yeah, I hope it's got a second bathroom.
No, outside toilet.
Really?
Yeah.
Outdoor dunny. To
long drop.
Joking.
Yeah, so... couple of hundred million. That's not a bad effort. Mm. Hey, another day, another earthquake in our state. I tell you what.
Did the earth move for you, darling?
Up at Jamestown. So a 3.1 yesterday. 2 weeks ago, they had a 4.2. We had a 2.7 magnitude. Went up in the hills 3 weeks ago. I reckon there's been a dozen small earthquakes up in the mid-north in the last couple of weeks, Loz. I know you want to feel the earth.
I want to feel one.
Move to the mid-north.
I'm just going to go up there and wait.
Yeah.
Just sit and wait for the quake. What are you doing? Mm. Waiting for the quake.
Yeah. They've always said that you straight to the doctor.
We are on a fault line. They've always said that here.
Yeah, I know. Mm. We have spoken to a seismologist
in
the past, and they said, yeah, we're on a fault line.
Yeah.
Like all the big ones, like in Seattle and over there in the US, there's been some doozies over there.
Yeah. We'll keep waiting, Loz.
Mm.
What about the front page of the paper today?
I can't believe this.
There's a police officer identifying as a cat.
Yeah. A furry cat.
Well, not a big red cat.
Look,
just
I can
a big blue cat.
Being the big red cat that I am, I do identify with this.
Yeah.
Look,
but
can you
do it part time? Like, can you be a police officer, but then take the uniform off and you turn into a cat?
Don't know. Don't know the rules of it, to
do
be honest
with
you.
Leave your identity at
but
the door.
If I'm the police commissioner right now, I'm sitting that person down and saying, you are not a cat. I'm sorry.
He might get in trouble.
I don't care.
You can't do that.
Come on.
No.
Know the rules about
this
stuff.
Let's be fair dinkum about this. You are not a cat.
I don't know.
You're not a cat.
Look, I mean.
Same as the kids in the school. Sorry. I'm going old hard line here, but you're not a cat. Those that identify, we had to, put kitty litter in toilets in schools and things like that. Come on.
That's just a hygiene thing for me. That's no way to go about your business. You know what I mean? Like, you can't leave one there.
If I'm going into, not
flush
battle,
away.
But if I'm going into a dangerous situation as a police constable.
Send them
sergeant,
in first.
And I look at this person, I say, listen, you're not a cat. You're a police officer,
but
and I need you.
On,
I need
on.
You right now because we're going into a dangerous
situation.
They
could situation. Be an awesome police officer, and they already are a cop.
They've got
so,
9 lives.
No,
so,
there's issues. If you think you're a cat, there's issues.
Can I just say the advertiser, Puss in Police Boots is the headline? I mean, come on.
Mm.
Come on.
Well, 2024, Dits, come on.
Okay.
Get with it, mate.
All right, I'm in the wrong. I'm wrong.
Up with the times,
I'm
Dits.
Wrong.
Sorry. What's next?
Oh, Never Never have sold.
Yes.
So
Never Never's distilling company.
We went up there.
Never.
And, never.
No.
Asahi bought them out.
Asahi.
They buy a lot of...
Japanese beer.
Lots of
I like
brands.
Asahi.
Yeah.
We had our staff do up there, and I just want to once again formally apologise to the people at Never Never and
never be allowed back there.
No. Now that the new owners are in, maybe they. No, they're really good people there. So, good luck to everyone involved there, and hopefully they just keep making quality gin. What I care about. Have you heard about the fake farmer?
No.
Farmer wants a wife. There's a new fake one.
Oh,
there was one last
out.
Year.
That happens, everybody.
No.
Yeah, the producers come in and they just pluck some bloke from Bondi Beach and go, you've got a farm now.
Blokes are always telling lies to get a woman, aren't they?
Oh.
Whatever they can do to get
whatever
one.
They can do. This is
speak
yeah.
to yourself.
No, these farmers on bloody national TV. What do they think they're not going to get? Exposed.
It was about 2 years ago. I did reports on it each morning. I was watching. It was my sort of little mission.
Fun wants a wife.
Yeah.
Because
I hate reality TV. And so we did this thing, set me a task where I had to watch it every night.
Yeah.
And the same thing. A bloke lived in Sydney and said, I'm a farmer. And he borrowed his mate's farm to film the whole series. But
Joe
he lived
Bobbin.
In Sydney.
Yeah.
His name is Joe Bobbin. It's a farmer name, isn't it? Joe Bobbin. Mm. He's 30. He does FIFO work, but his family have a farm that he's come back to live on for the show.
I think that counts. Well, you're a son of a farmer, but if you're a FIFO worker, you're not really a farmer.
You're not really, but he would have grown up on that farm, surely.
Yes, I think
maybe.
So. I think so. This article.
Is he working there in his weeks off or
this
not?
This is on the Daily Mail, so the information isn't, you know, it's not it's not like they've done a four corners on him. It's sort of just a picture of him without a shirt and then saying that he's a FIFO worker. But I think the reason why they've let him get away with it and why everyone will let him get away with it is he's the hottest one.
So when he picks his final one on the final night and she thinks, I'm marrying a farmer, and he says, I'm off to Moomba.
Yeah.
I'll see you in, I'll see you in 2 weeks' time.
Yeah, you can stay in my flat. Milk, yeah, in the city.
Milk
yeah.
the cows for me.
Well, there aren't any cows. He's not a farmer, Roo.
No.
Well,
he drinks almond milk.
That's right.
Now, yesterday we had the folks in from See Differently and they brought in their beautiful guide dog, George.
This morning.
Earlier this morning.
This morning, sorry, of course. Earlier this morning.
Time morning. Breakfast early.
It does feel like yesterday because it was at like 6 a.m. and it's like I've lived a whole day since then. Yeah. But the thing about these guide dogs is that they have amazing sort of sixth sense that we don't have. They can smell things. They can sense things that we can't sense. And that's why they're so good at their jobs because they know when people who have PTSD are about to have an anxiety attack.
That was new for me today. Yeah.
Having a night terror.
Extraordinary.
And Roo, you brought up something which is something that not everyone knows, but some people might be aware of, is that some dogs can smell cancer.
Well, that's what they say. I don't know if it's just a myth or not, but that's what they say. And they reckon what some dogs can smell if people are pregnant.
They can definitely. Yes, they can smell if people are pregnant. That is another thing. But it's very obviously hard to communicate with a dog. So it's just not like you can ask them. So how they let you know is a different story.
A dog jumped up on a mate of mine. I don't know if it was coincidence or not. And he went to the doctor after that and ended up having cancer.
Really? The dog sort of was focusing on that area or?
Well, I don't know the exact bit, but that's what happened.
So this was the conversation we were having off air. And then I said something that just elicited just the biggest, like, you are out of your mind. That's
well, I was
not
an archaeologist.
Yeah, that sort of thing. Yeah. Like when I said it, like that kind of thing. I said, well, there's a woman in the UK who can smell when people have Parkinson's.
Oh,
and Roo
you
just
said
went,
dementia first.
Well, yeah. Well, I couldn't remember, ironically, what it was. But it's terrible. But, no, it's very serious. She can smell when people have Parkinson's. And you looked at me and you went, that's not possible, blah, 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 blah.
She can see them shaking.
No, that's not it. It's much, much earlier than when they exhibit symptoms. Oh. She can smell it. It's a smell. It's not a thing where she notices. It's a musky smell.
What does Parkinson's smell like?
Well, she says it's a musky smell.
Right.
Her name is Joy Milne. She's 72 years old. She's from Perth in Scotland. And this is her story.
This grandmother from Scotland has such a sensitive nose, she can smell disease, verified and published in scientific journals. But it was a change in her husband, Les, that would alter both of their lives. At 45, Les was diagnosed with Parkinson's. At Les's very first support group meeting, Joy's nose was overwhelmed.
And I said, look, everybody else in that room with Parkinson's has the same smell as you.
So what happened was about 12 years before he was diagnosed, she noticed that his scent changed. And
His scent.
So
His
body odour. There's a smell. You know, your partner smells like they have their smell.
Yeah.
And it changed. And she went, that's weird. He smells different now. There's a musky smell to him. 12 years later, he was diagnosed with Parkinson's. So she's picked this up 12 years beforehand. Mm. And then when she went into the support meeting, as we heard, she could smell it on everyone else. She spent years telling her doctors, the doctors this, and they were kind of thought she was crazy. And finally she got someone to listen to her. And what they did was they did a trial where they put, I think, like 100 T-shirts in a room, and she was able to identify with 100% accuracy the T-shirts that belonged to people with Parkinson's and the T-shirts that didn't.
Really?
So what they realized was that there are certain pheromones and odors that come off people who have Parkinson's that can help with early detection, like really early detection, 12 years
early.
And
is it only Parkinson's she can smell?
Yes, it's Parkinson's that she can smell for whatever reason.
It does make you think, though, that there would be other diseases.
If dogs can smell cancer and things like there are certain sort of molecules that come off us that we can't detect, most people can't detect, that for some reason she can. Mm. And I just thought I'd just share that information with you because you looked at me like I was insane.
And we did laugh at you, to be fair.
But it's a real thing. Mm. There are people out there right now who have crazy senses.
And they don't even know.
They don't know. Mm. Hey, Mish, you have a story in your family, don't you?
Yeah, a bit of a crazy story. My brother, he actually was able to smell that my sister was pregnant before anyone knew.
And did she know?
She knew.
What?
And my mum knew, but no one else knew because it was in that period where you kind of keep it close to your chest.
He wasn't hiding behind the wall when they were talking about it.
No.
He just could sense a change in
it. Yeah. Well, he could just smell it. And he walked into the room and he's a bit of a strange
now,
guy.
Now, has anyone got these powers? 1-3-3-5-3. Can anyone do this?
He walked into the room and he said, "I smell new life."
That's
I'm not
amazing.
Kidding. No word of a lie.
And he just knew.
And he knew. And my mum confirmed it with him.
Wow.
Yeah. I can smell bullshit too.
I love it.
Yeah. I smell that every morning.
On the places, yeah.
1-3-3-5-3.
Have you got these powers or not?
Yeah, are there people with these senses of smell out there? Mm. I would love to talk to you because these guys don't believe it exists. I do, though. I really do.
All right. Well, let's hear the special talents out there.
Yeah. Sniffer dog?
What can you smell?
We're talking super sense of smell. There's a woman in Scotland who can...
Super sense.
Yeah, super sense. She's got a sniffer dog nose. She can smell Parkinson's on people. It's been studied. She's been verified by scientists. And she's helping develop a early detection test for people with Parkinson's. She can smell up to 12 years before someone is diagnosed with her husband. She said he had a musky smell. He started smelling different. And then when she went to a support meeting with other people with Parkinson's, they all had this smell. They checked her out. She can smell it. Some people can smell certain things. Yeah. They're out there. And sure we asked you to call.
And we asked you to text on 0488 51047. And Glenn said, "My wife smells my farts every time." Corey said, "My missus reckons I can sniff out the closest pub all the time."
Okay.
My special talent is I can smell KFC a mile away.
Yeah.
I'll give that one a miss. My dog could tell when my wife was pregnant before we even knew it.
There you go.
They know.
Just sniffed it.
What did the dog say?
They would just pay attention to the belly. No, they don't talk.
Went up and just put his head near the belly.
They just linger on that area all the time. Yeah, and then you find out after. Mm-hmm. Who have we got on the line?
Right, Jules from Surrey Downs. What can you smell, Jules?
Good morning, everyone. How are you?
Good, Jules.
Yeah, a little bit questionable on this topic, but anyway.
Jules? I can. Sorry.
Don't listen to Rue. Just go.
Please.
My little son was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes when he was 2.5.
Right.
And I can smell if I'm close to someone, if they've got ketones on their breath.
Got what?
Like ketones on their breath, meaning that they've got a lot of sugar, but their sugar's quite higher than what it would be.
So, really?
Yeah.
Can you describe the smell or not?
Yeah, it's like a very metallic polish remover.
Okay. Nail polish remover.
It's a very distinct smell.
And is it something you developed because of your son, or do you think that you always had that ability and you just could smell it straight away?
You know what? I have no idea. I really don't, because when he was diagnosed, I actually had to go into the Women's and Children's Hospital for a week, and I had to stay there for 10 days, and I actually had to study. So I had to, I went to school sort of while I was there.
To learn about it.
To learn all about it. Yeah. But prior to that, I had worked in the renal unit at one of our hospitals. So I worked there for about 7 years.
Oh, yeah. Jules, can you smell?
You know, a little bit knowledge. I wouldn't say that, you know, like I was an expert, because definitely not, but I think it's when it's your own child, you become really in tune to, if they're having a high blood sugar, when Oakley was playing sport, I could pretty much pick from across the side of the room, you know, if he was having a low blood sugar, because he would go like really pasty and...
Wow.
Yeah. Well, from across the room. Have you always had a good nose? Could you, you know, get a whiff of anything from Fairway Away?
And no. With the breath, you have to, you know, be pretty much next.
No, but like, can you smell something? Have you got a good sense of smell for everything?
Oh, I have got a really good sense of smell. Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, really. All but right. Yeah, all this right. was just
nice,
yeah, just something that was really yeah. Mm. It's just a really bizarre smell.
Fantastic.
Good on you, Jules.
I mean, what are the odds of someone having that ability, but also having a son with it? So it's just perfectly lined up.
Yeah.
It's almost,
Chris at Blackwood, what can you smell, Chris?
Yeah, g'day, Loz, Roo and Ditz.
G'day, mate.
I can, after years of cuddling on the couch with my wife, I can smell when her monthlies come along.
Pardon?
What do you mean?
What?
Like her pheromones?
On her neck?
Yeah, on her neck, yeah. So,
how does that work?
Oh, just, you know, you nestle your nose in. Like, I like to smell my lady, and over the years I've figured out that she gets a bit of a metallic smell to her neck.
Really?
To her natural scent, yeah.
Yeah.
And, that's
unbelievable.
Well, I don't know what else to ask
when
about,
your pheromones change during the cycle, you would smell
what
different.
What have you created here?
Hey,
one of the best
people,
talk topics.
Sorry. These people are out there and they've got a superhuman ability and they're just walking around the suburbs like nothing.
Sniffing your missus' neck.
Yeah, because when you hug the person you love,
yeah,
you take a whiff of their scent, don't you?
Oh,
my God.
That's normal to know the smell of your partner. Well, you don't have a sense of smell. Do you know what I've just realised?
Oh,
Rue doesn't have a sense of smell because he's damaged his nose that much playing football.
Yeah.
And he doesn't believe this topic because he doesn't have a sense of smell.
I believe it. I just think it's a little bit wacko.
Oh.
As I said, I can smell
bullshit.
I can smell bullshit.
No, you can't. You can't smell anything.
Oh, my goodness.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for calling
in. Yeah.
Oh, good calls.
Well, I think that was amazing. And
that was a great segment.
Do you want to
give them,
do you want to give them showdown tickets?
Yes. I do.
Because I can smell victory tonight.
This smelling thing just won't stop, Loz. You've created a monster. I think it'll be a weekly segment.
Smelling with Loz, all right?
Yeah.
Here's one from Sean from Windvale. My friend's Nana could smell chicken pox. All right, this is, we went there for a visit and she said we had chicken pox. Guess what happened 2 days later?
You got chicken pox.
You got chicken pox.
No way.
Rumor confirmed.
Yep. People can smell things.
Get him get the Nana authorised.
She's an old bloody witch doctor.
Well, yeah. This is the thing. These are the people that would have been burnt in Salem.
Yeah.
Because they could smell things and stuff.
Where?
The witch, you know, the witch hunts back in the day when they used to burn witches.
You read too many books.
Yeah. Or I just know because I listened in school and we talked about it. It's not unusual to know
your
that.
Teacher's picked on you.
Oh, God. Do you know what's wild about this job is that I get bullied for, like, knowing things?
Yeah.
It's just
tone back the knowledge, will you?
I'm literally being...
Back it off.
You're like jocks calling me a nerd. Nerd over here. Or she got an education.
Gotta go
imagine that.
What a dweeb.
What a dork. If you're out there, hang on, 0488 51 0047, keep the text coming. I want to know what you can smell that other people
can smell. I can smell rain, I reckon.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
people can do that.
The ants go crazy.
Before it comes?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, Ditz can smell it after it's hit the pavement.
Just a little pat on the back would have been nice. Good on you, Ditz.
Bully me all morning and then I'll just pat you on the back. Yeah. That's how it goes.
Oh, anyone can
do
that.
Are you going to win tonight?
Hang on, we're talking about me smelling rain.
I'm more worried about the showdown, mate. Don't worry about the smelling garbage. It's funny game day.
We come in, we plan a show, and there are different segments, Rue.
Yeah.
We try and stick to them.
Next.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's showdown day. What can you
we've
smell?
Been doing this 15 years now.
I almost feel like a wrestler now, dude, so I'm getting right.
What next random topic you're going to talk about?
Do some more push-ups, Rue. He was just in the back doing push-ups before. Yeah. It's wild in here this morning, guys.
Oh,
the vibe
Lord.
Is insane.
Rue, it's a loss. Triple M.
Let's go back to yesterday. We are talking about showdown tonight, a Thursday showdown. Young Dan Curtin will make his debut. Here he is telling his parents.
Hey, Mom.
Hey, Dad.
Hey, Dad.
Buddy, how you doing?
Yeah, good. How are you? Just thought I'd get straight to the point. Would you want to come over to Adelaide this week?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Just thought I'd give you a call and let you know that I'm going to need you to come over to Adelaide this weekend because I'm debuting.
Showdown. Showdown.
Yeah.
Showdown.
Yeah.
So excited.
Yeah, no, it's awesome. Just found out then. Thanks, Mom.
So it's a great tradition with clubs. They fly in the parents, don't they?
Yeah,
you know, when you make your debut, which is fantastic.
Mark Keane's parents come out from Italy, from Bloody Island.
Now, that's part one of that story, Loz. What's part two of that story?
Part two is, they filmed that and hoped to sort of release it, but unfortunately, well, I thought, you know, whatever. I mean, it is what it is, but his stepmom got so excited.
Yeah.
And before they officially announced it, she popped it on Facebook with a picture and the press picked it up.
Yeah. So the teams should have been announced last night by both clubs. She announced it about 3 days ago to the world.
Yeah. And the club had to come out and make a statement.
That's right.
Because all the journos follow their parents just in case these things happen. And the cat was out of the bag.
Yeah.
I have a very distinct memory of my friends. My best friend had her baby and she was still in hospital, like just given birth, like an hour. And her phone started blowing up and she went, oh, my God. like, we haven't told a soul about this yet. Yeah. Like, we just wanted some time. Mm. And the dad had popped it on Facebook and given the name out, the middle name, everything, like all of the information, the weight.
You've got to be careful with babies and pregnancies and things, don't you?
You just do.
Don't you, Dits?
Yeah, well, you do. It's pretty important.
It's a really important thing to get the you know, the process right.
It's a private matter.
It's a very private matter. Yeah. And it's important the right people find out in the right sequence. Unlike what you did with Mel.
Mel the button pusher has announced yesterday, well, she's pregnant.
This has gone public.
Yeah. Oh, she told us.
And you're telling the world.
Sorry, have you told your family yet? No.
Some of them.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Hang on.
Hang on. Quite
she
true.
Might be. She might be.
She's just
she
feeling might. A bit off.
She'll
at the
confirm
moment.
It tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that morning.
She hadn't told anyone.
Yeah. Mel looked across the desk at me like, horrified.
Wasn't that when you were doing an OB at Houghton Football Club?
Yeah.
It was a different time, wasn't it, back then, doing OBs at
There's
footy
cold
clubs?
Up there.
Yeah.
I wasn't thinking straight.
Houghton's my enemy. Well, Parramatta and Houghton, they're like,
okay.
It's like the two villains. So, I can see why that happened.
When did you spoil the surprise, Dan Curtin, Young Crow? His stepmom announced to the world this week that he would be debuting.
Adorable. Yeah. She didn't,
She meant well.
She meant well. She was so proud of him. She just didn't realise, and it happens all the time.
Yeah.
Let's go to paradise. Terry, when have you put your foot in it?
Mate, only a couple of weekends ago. I went over to Wollongong for a very close friend of mine's wedding. They hadn't told anybody. There was only about 25 guests there. Sunday morning, got up a bit hungover and put a post up of them both. About 2 hours later, on my way back over to Adelaide, I get a phone call of his new wife going, what the freaking hell have you done, Ted?
Oh, no.
They hadn't sold a single soul.
Oh, no. Well, did they tell you at the wedding, don't tell anyone?
No. Oh, they might have, but we got pretty blind.
Oh, yeah, okay.
It's a pretty close wedding,
Come on, Terry.
Come on, Tess.
Let's go to Davern Park. G'day, Dylan.
Okay, how you going?
Have you put your foot in it?
when I was younger, my sister's partner, I remember saying to him, when you get that PlayStation for Christmas, we'll be able to play all these games.
Oh,
and I was younger and he was older. And basically the whole family turned at me and went, what have you done?
Yeah. What have you done? How old were you, Dylan?
I reckon I was probably about eight or ten.
He's
a fair bit older.
You're a bit keen.
So my sister's a bit older.
Dylan,
so
do you know the king of Davern Park? What was his name?
The guy in Craigmore.
Yeah.
The guy.
I don't know him, but I was listening.
Yeah.
You don't know your own king.
I don't know.
Everyone knows the king out there.
He's not the king.
He's not the king.
All right, good on you, Dylan. Jordan at Paradise. What happened to you, Jordan?
A couple of years ago, I went to a mate's wedding. Got a little bit too drunk, got back to the hotel room, ended up telling my girlfriend at the time I'd bought her an engagement ring.
Before you proposed?
Yeah, didn't even ask the question that night and made her wait another 6 months.
Oh, no.
Are you still together?
Yeah, we got married last year.
Oh, congratulations.
Jordan really is in paradise.
That's what we in radio would call a hook or a tease.
Yeah, that's
right. Yeah, you're just sort of like letting her know it's coming, but you're not doing
prick
it quiet.
Tease.
Yeah. Plum tickler.
We called it that in radio.
Yeah. No.
Well, we've got a phone call on the line here, Loz.
We
the
do.
World's most boring man's rang. He rang up last week, didn't he?
I know. This is pretty exciting the world's most boring man to call us twice.
Let's get him on. It must be important. Good morning, Chris, the world's most boring man. How are you?
Hello.
How are you? You're up early, Chris.
I think our Premier, Peter Malinauskas, has done it again.
What do you mean?
Well, I was commuting along Goodwood Road this morning heading into the city.
Yeah.
And as I came past the Wavell Showgrounds, there was a large neon sign that said National Bridge Tournament commences today.
Oh.
What, here in Adelaide?
Here in Adelaide. So gather round, live golf, National Bridge Tournament.
They're all up there.
It's trifecta.
Are you going to take part?
No, these are the grand masters of bridge. They'll play. There'll be the pairs, the mixed pairs, the fours, the singles. They're all here. All of the best from right around Australia. Loz, will there be a concert, do you think, tonight?
Well, we had Fisher at Live Golf. Tones and I mean, maybe there could be. Yeah. Do you think maybe we could have some music?
Yeah. Anyway. Okay, thank you.
Fisher.
So don't worry about Vic Park Racing. Just go with we've got the bridge.
Yeah.
Yeah? Are you going to watch? Are you going to go and watch? Is that, do you like to watch?
Edge of the seat.
It does.
Edge
like
of
watch.
The seat stuff. Anyway, have a good day.
All right.
See you, Chris.
See you, Chris, the world's most boring man.
He played over 200 AFL games.
And Jonas kicks the goal, second career goal in his 210 games.
He's the former Port Adelaide captain.
Big tackle, Jonas, captain's wrap-up.
Please welcome to Triple M Breakfast, Tom Jonas.
So that's one of the most memorable things in our history. It's etched in our minds every Anzac Day. The digger tradition is built on it. But Tom Jonas says Kokoda was easy.
Yeah. I saw him at Lithgow.
It was too easy.
He's a machine.
He's a machine. He just, you just could have made it, could have done it in 3 days. I don't know.
Tommy Jonas, please explain.
Fair dinkum. I'd love to see you get up and down there, Loz.
Well, this
I
is
heard
the thing.
You've been.
What?
You've been friggin' tarnishing my reputation. All those people that went before me that sacrificed their lives to go and do it. And here you are. Just pooing all over it.
Me,
I was sweating
I'm
like a
one.
Gypsy with a mortgage for 7K.
That is not what you said to me at Live Golf. You said, look, I could have done it in 4 days. I don't know why we dilly-dallied. I just, I'm obviously an elite machine. I should have gone quicker. Is that not what you said?
Well, some of that was correct. The elite machine bit was pretty well spot on. Let's not talk about the condition you're in at Live Golf.
I was fine.
How was Kokoda in all? Was it a good experience?
Yeah, it was a ripping experience. We had a great group, so it was just a lot of walking, as you can imagine. You get to the top, you walk down. You get to the bottom, you walk up. So plenty of time for a few gags and lovely terrain. And it was pretty eerie at moments when you go past some of the sites that had significant battles and be able to follow in their footsteps. So I'd highly recommend it. I can't say I'm going to be rushing back. I'm pretty walked out. I won't be walking around the block for the next little
while. You know what your feet look like by the end of it, and your shoes, don't you? That's all you do. Look at your feet. Tommy, showdown 55 tonight. Port Adelaide are the favourites. I reckon it's a genuine 50-50 game. There's no Alia. There's no Sam Powell Pepper. Is the back line a little bit susceptible without Alia back there?
He's had a couple of seriously good showdowns, but in saying that, last year that the boys didn't play their best footy, I know he ruled himself out and won pretty early, but I think Crows have pulled out all stops. They've got Sloane to hang him up. I thought he had a couple of years left in him, but it's going to be a pretty tight one, as we know. I think that the back line probably isn't firing at its full potential, but I think when they're at the best, Port Adelaide, the back line's not under that much stress because those midfielders are up and going. And that's probably what we saw in the Collingwood game when they were going well. The back line wasn't exposed, and when they slowed down a bit, they can be scored against.
Now, do we trust them with the Connor Rosie story?
In terms of playing, I reckon he's playing.
Yeah.
Can I ask, is that something that clubs do? Do they try and psych other teams out with maybe sort of like, oh, they aren't playing, then making a late change just to mess with their heads?
No, there used to be a little bit more of that, but the AFL imposed some sanctions around the late withdrawal. So unless you got plenty of cash, most teams are pretty reluctant to sort of do that sort of thing. And the thing is, there's often scouts at opposition trainings and everyone's a lot more focused on what they're doing than the opposition these days.
There's people down there with like trench coats and hats with like
it's been happening forever.
Newspapers with holes in it watching.
I often see Roo down at the precinct just having a double shot almond latte.
I was the bloke up on the shed over the back fence down at Alberton sitting on the roof up there that time. Hey, no Jeremy Finlayson is a surprise to me. So you're choosing to go with no second ruck and play Charlie Dixon, who can get banged up pretty quickly.
He can, and I mean, it potentially goes against what the club's talked about in terms of safeguarding Chuck for the long haul, but obviously, there's a little bit extra riding on a showdown, and I think they're also after the Jed McEntee heat, and he's the one that's come in, and I reckon if you look back to those contests last year where Crows got the better report, they wanted it more, they're a bit hungrier, and their hunt was there, so I think we've gone after the hunt as opposed to probably some material talent.
Just on that, you mentioned Jed McEntee. My boy Frankie Evans, who normally comes in and kicks a few goals, he's finding it hard to get in for some reason.
He is. I'm probably not privy to that conversation, having been away for a couple of weeks, but I'm huge raps for Frankie. Every time he's come in, like you said, he finds a way to hit the scoreboard, and that's a rare talent. for a forward, taking your opportunities and making them count, especially in a close encounter like your showdowns, you know, a showdown's going to be.
Yeah. Hey, before you go, you're involved in the Torp over the Torrens tonight. Gee, did you cop it on the rush hour yesterday? Have a listen to this.
Now, you're telling me there's some special guest kickers.
Tommy Jonas is going to join us as well. He's used to sort of kicking out from the
Tommy's
fence.
Not a real good kick.
Oh. Isn't he?
Nah, he kicks a bit like a donkey.
Right.
Right. That's a fair rap, Tom.
Jeez, that's nice. I can't wait to hang out with the Rush Hour boys. They're a good bunch of blokes, aren't they?
Tommy.
Best mates to your face and then, you know, you get one opportunity. But, hey, look, he's dead right, Bluey. I've been kicking him long for safety for a long time. So.
Tommy, I'll give you $1,000 to charity if you'd throw Andrew German in the Torrens tonight.
Ooh.
Jeez, I'd probably do it for free, though.
We'll do it for free, then.
Do you know what? Your partner in crime, Ebo, he came down, I think, 2022. I was hosting, and he just sausaged it. It was one of the worst kicks I've ever seen. He didn't even beat – I think, like, there were children who kicked it further than him. So – you'll be as long as you can beat that. I think it was like 12 meters or something. You'll be fine.
Nah, he is a jam, Tim Loz, and I've put a lot of time into preparation. Every village we stopped in Kokoda, I got out the Oz kick footy, and I was just doing a bit of sent the kids for a run, you know, down the hill, up the hill. So I've got the tight quad, so if you get a bit of deep heat out pre-kick, that'd be nice.
Well, but don't have
tiger balm. Yep, no
don't
worries.
Have too many hay diddles beforehand, mate. You're watching on the couch tonight, or you're watching at Adelaide Oval?
I'm watching on the couch with the pizzas, and then I'm off to KI to have a kick on Saturday as well. So.
What your first game?
That's it, yeah. Western District's over there unveiling their new club rooms.
Don't get frustrated when you can't keep up with the kids and try and belt one of the young players. You don't want to go back and do that. Just give to the community, okay?
I made sure I picked a league where they don't film the game still. So.
God, they're very probably good. Riding their heckles and, yeah it's going to be great, actually.
Anyway, we've got one of the great quotes out of this of all time. Kokoda was easy.
Yeah.
Tom Jonas says. All right, get on your Tommy. Good luck with the power tonight.
See you later.
See you, Tommy.
See you, Tommy.
It's Rita Talos and Tom Jonas there.
AutoCam, real-time video from Automasters.
Triple M's Rumour Mill.
Triple M's Rumour Mill, Adelaide's most listened to segment. Hear it every day at 7:40 on Roo, Dits and Loz.
Now, 100% understand the path we've gone down with work safety, okay? We don't want any accidents at work and we want people to arrive home safe and sound each and every day after a good day's work. No doubt about that. However, sometimes I do feel we go a bit too far.
Uh-oh.
On our roads at the moment. No, well, one of the frustrating things is when you are in a queue because there's roadworks and you get to the front of the queue and you've waited and waited and waited and you look up there and there's nothing happening.
Yeah.
Or there's little happening.
It's the worst.
Or someone's mowing a lawn and they've put out a heap of witches that's on a main road and you've got to wait 10 minutes and whatever.
What about in the highways where they have them up on weekends, slow down for 40 or 60 or 80 or whatever,
and they don't, there. They don't. They just forget to bring them down.
Well, they don't forget. Don't do it.
It's about to get a lot worse. Hell of a lot worse. And I'll tell you why. There's an organisation called Roads Australia will release a report today or tomorrow, asking the government for tougher measures. They want it to be even tougher and stricter when we drive through those witches' hats and, you know, queues of traffic for roadworks because over the last 12 months, there have been 18 deaths, which I wasn't aware of.
What?
18 people have died manning these, you know, whether it's
that's
a stop
in Australia.
Or, yeah, in Australia. 245 serious injuries as well, which I wasn't aware of. Right. So these are bad numbers. So if you do work on these sites out there, I'm taking this seriously.
Yeah.
And I know it's obviously dangerous. But what they also say is that 80% of us don't slow down. We just, you know, keep speeding through. And they're really upset and angry about that. So they're talking about bringing in speed cameras.
80%?
80% of people don't slow down. So
at all?
They've had enough. They're saying enough's enough. And they're going to make it tougher and stricter in future. They're talking about bringing in speed humps as well. They'll be portable ones that they can just put down. Mm. So you'll have to really, really slow down, and it will get even more frustrating, I reckon.
That's look, ridiculous. I hate roadworks as much as anyone. I think the problem is that because they do take the PI55 sometimes, like on the highway, with those long ones where it's 40 Ks for no reason, people are so frustrated at that they probably they've lost respect for it a little bit, and so they don't slow down as much as they should in places, I think. But that is just terrible.
18 deaths in Australia.
Mm. And 245, what they're calling serious injuries.
Well, you can see how, if you don't slow, there's people standing right there. Mm. You know, if you don't slow down, you could hit someone.
Mm.
That's terrible.
Mm. Mm. So, as I said...
You're right, though, Dits. Very annoying.
Yeah, I know.
Nothing worse. Yeah. And everyone's on the edge in the car, aren't they?
Bluey had a rumour yesterday on the rush hour as well.
So there's going to be an announcement on Monday from Cricket Australia, and I'm sure the Sacker will get involved as well,
yep,
about our long-term schedule for Adelaide Test matches.
Yes,
great. Now, I believe this announcement will include a 7-year deal for the Adelaide Oval that will include test matches at the Adelaide Oval.
Right.
It'll be the last test match. The Adelaide Test match will be the last one before Christmas.
All right. So I think we knew that, didn't we? We announced that previously, but 7-year deal.
Is that mid-December?
New. Yeah.
I don't reckon it's a great time for a test match.
Don't you?
I reckon there's so much on as it is with Christmas functions and
yeah,
when is
everyone's up and about and trying to get organised for Christmas and you're really busy in December. That's just me being
could
selfish,
be right.
But I'm not a massive cricket follower. But what do you think?
People are still at work in the CBD.
Early December January's better, isn't it? Late January?
Yeah, maybe.
January feels very crickety, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's a very crickety time of year.
Anyway, that's what they're going for.
Yeah.
They've pushed
good
hard
work,
for
Bluey.
It.
Good mail.
Yeah.
It's Reddits and Lots.
If you know who this is...
Then at least do something!
...or where this is from...
You never know what you're going to get.
You know your quotes. Triple M's looking for... the goat of the quotes.
That's it. Right, the Paralawi. Have we got Tank on the line?
That's correct.
Oh, is that your real name or are you just built like one?
Built like one, mate. It's the way I used to play footy, but I'm now built like one.
Yeah, okay.
You should know, mate, because I stopped you from going to your seats one day at the Adelaide Oval.
Oh.
Yeah, really? What, forcefully or just accidentally?
No. I just needed to see your tickets.
Oh. Tank.
Right. Well, did you doubt me, did you?
Sorry?
Did you doubt that I had tickets?
Oh, I never doubted, mate.
No,
but
just doing your job, Tank.
Exactly, mate. Oh, exactly.
Rules are
rules. Rules are rules. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter if a stand's named after
nah,
you.
Just... Doesn't matter at all.
All right.
No.
Who have we got here?
Carmen from Albert Park. Hello, Carmen.
Morning, guys. How are you all?
Great, Carmen.
Thank you.
You going to have a lovely day today, are you? You sound like it.
Yes, I am. Day off today. So,
beautiful.
Out and about.
Right.
Just check your buzzer, you two. Carmen.
Carmen.
Tank.
Tank.
Well done.
Nice.
Oh, they're working.
Loud and clear.
All right, so this is how it's going to go. We're going to tell you the name of the movie, and we're going to play the grab. You have to name the rival in the movie. So we'll have the main character who's like the good guy,
mm-hmm,
and then this will be the rival, okay?
Yeah, right. Good.
Do you get it, guys?
Okay. Yeah, okay.
Yep.
Tank's confused.
He'll start to get it. All right.
Let's get into it.
Because I'm confused too, Tank.
First one.
Yeah, I know.
First one, we don't even have to name the movie. It kind of... does what it says on the tin. I need the name of the rival in this movie, okay?
Okay.
The boy who lived, come to die.
Carmen.
Carmen?
Oh. Yes, Carmen.
That's Lord Voldemort.
Yes!
Harry Potter.
Wow.
Jeez.
Wow.
Jeez. How hard
got
is
that?
Love Harry Potter.
Oh, love it.
Righto.
Well
one,
done, Carmen.
One new Carmen.
Do you accept the challenge for a rematch with Balboa?
I reject the
Carmen.
Challenge because oh, Balboa
Carmen.
Is no
Carmen.
Challenge.
Yes.
Apollo Creed.
No, Tank.
No,
we can
Twice.
Tell you that the movie is Rocky III.
Mm.
Who is the rival? Let's hear it again.
Let's hear it.
Do you accept the challenge for a rematch with Balboa?
I reject the challenge because Balboa is no challenge.
Clubber-bang.
Yeah.
Tank.
Well done.
Good on you, Tank.
1-1.
All right, number 3.
You're everyone's problem. That's because every time you go up in the air, you're unsafe. I don't like you because you're dangerous.
Yes, Tank. Yes, Tank.
I am dangerous.
It's Maverick. He's,
You had
time.
It.
Time.
Maverick.
Free hit, Carmen.
Yeah.
Top Gun, that's Top Gun.
Who's the rival in Top Gun?
Oh, I can't think of his name.
Tank again.
Quiet, Tank. Quiet, Tank.
Hang on, let's give Tank a go.
What?
Didn't he?
He's already had a go.
Okay.
I've already had a go.
Okay, sorry, Carmen.
Oh, this is a shambolic.
All right, time. You're out too, Carmen.
Iceman.
Iceman. He got it after that
Iceman.
Fact. Yeah,
no.
Iceman.
We're not giving it to him?
No, he's already had a go.
No, I already had a go.
So you're
I'm
a bit flimsy with the rules.
I know, but I want to get it. You've got to
have rules.
No. All right, this one is one of my favourite golf movies.
You're in big trouble, though, pal. I eat pieces of shit like you for breakfast.
You eat pieces of shit for breakfast?
No.
Tank.
Tank.
Oh,
it's Happy Gilmore. Who's Happy Gilmore's? No, I can't think of it.
Oh, no.
Come on, Carmen. Who is he?
I can't think. No, I can't think of his name. No, sorry. Sorry.
Shooter. That's all.
Shooter McGavin.
This is good, it.
We're stuck on 1-1.
1-1. 1-1.
All right, here we go.
No, I am your father.
Okay, the tank.
Tank. Yeah.
Oh.
What do you think?
Luke Tank? Skywalker.
No, but who's the villain? Who's the rival? Come on.
Oh, it's Darth Vader.
There we go. Tank.
Oh, second guess.
But that was Darth Vader then, wasn't it? So his rival would be Luke Skywalker.
Oh, good point,
well,
Tank.
That's actually a very, very good point.
Good point. Got us on a technical.
Oh, my God. I don't know whether this Lossie whole game's fallen apart. This movie is The Dark Knight. Name the rival, please.
I know why.
Carmen.
Yes,
Carmen.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah, Carmen.
The Joker.
Yes!
Jeez, it's 2-2. It's a thriller.
Edge of my seat.
Right, is this the decider? Oh.
We're moving on into the tiebreak section. We didn't even think we'd get this far.
Well, next one wins.
Righto.
Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to play the grab. I don't need the rival. I need the name of the movie, okay?
Oh.
Hang on a sec.
We're changing as we go.
Yep.
I know it was you, Fredo. You broke my heart. You broke my heart.
Tank.
Yeah?
Godfather.
Yeah.
Tickets, please.
Good losing, Carmen.
Well done, Carmen. You're both entitled to be
a
very
bit of controversy
confused. Don't worry.
We'll see if we can get you some triple
I think
or
we'll give her a week off, Carmen.
Wow.
Carmen, well done. Well done, guys. That was good. I liked that. It was a bit complicated.
You liked it, did you?
I don't
know if we'll be doing it that style again. I think, you know.
I'd like to know the rules next time.
Me too, actually.
Are we doing the movie? Are we doing the actor?
I know,
it
was a bit of a mess, but I think it was fun.
Yeah, it was great. Yeah. Tank had a ball.
Tank had a great time. He'll be off to Morpheville. Drinks package.
He's going to get hammered down there.
Yeah, Tank's going to be standing at the
He's
door.
He's going to get tanked. Look out, Morpheville.
Tank
on his way.
Triple M.
Yeah, hello, on this Thursday morning, hey, hot takes are back, Roo. I enjoy these.
Controversial
opinions that you've got. Yeah, we're going
to
take calls on it as
well. Okay, we'll look forward
to
that.
Have you
got one,
Loz?
We've got showdown tickets to give away for the best hot take today.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, that's good.
Good
prize. We've got Voice of the Suburbs ringing in a little bit later on as well. Hey, Rory Sloane announced his retirement early on in the week. He's going to do walking a lap of honour, I think, tonight, about half an hour before the game. So about 6:30. So if you want to be part of that, get down to Adelaide Oval early. Also, 9 minutes into the first quarter, I think everyone will be standing and clapping and giving him a bit of a cheer. So here's a bit of a montage of Rory Sloane.
Long inside 50, Sloane! Big Rosa!
And that's a good grab.
It was a good grab.
Sloane with a big wrap-up tackle!
Great tackle.
It was always just play the game the right way. I wanted to finish knowing I've been the best teammate you could possibly have. I wanted to play hard footy. I wanted to crack in. I wanted to win the hard ball. I wanted to pressure. I wanted to tackle. I wanted to put my body on the line when you needed it.
Over the top, danger.
Oh!
Sloane knocked him out. Rory Sloane's knocked danger out. He hasn't moved. Unbelievable hit.
Every single time you ran out the race, like, you didn't never had to worry about Sloane because you just knew exactly what you were going to get. And the most honest footballer I've ever played with.
Tough,
and then tough, hard. Just knew when the moment was there, he had to stand up.
Wow, what a moment in this game. Massive bump, Rory Sloane.
I really just wanted to make people proud, my family proud, you guys proud, my footy club proud. And I think I've achieved those three things.
A big smother. Real good stuff by Sloane. That was captain stuff from Rory.
Our families have become very close away from footy and within footy as well, and we've created so many memories, but so many more to come.
I know you love what you do. You cherish all those moments in the locker rooms, the moments on the ground, the moments training together, the hard moments, the enjoyment of those wins after games. It's more that realisation you've got to let that go.
One of the absolute best, and we're so proud and happy to say he's been a big part of Triple M over the last, 15, 16 years as well.
Sure
he's been
has.
A great friend of ours, good to us. And as you said, Ruud, the nine-minute mark of the first term tonight, all of the Crows people are going to get on their feet and applaud the number nine.
I think the Port people will get up too.
They will. You're right.
And he's just universally. I don't think there's anyone who doesn't like Rory Sloane. He's just a great
Danger
bloke.
Didn't like him that night.
Well, Danger won't be there.
That was one of the. I've said this this week. That moment was one of the great moments in football.
It was very good.
Earlier this morning, we met George, the guide dog, who's an absolute ripper.
I love George.
Yeah. So the Seeing Differently people came in to have a chat to us. And Loz, it's fair to say Loz hit us with one of the great statements of all time that we want to explore next.
Well, you didn't believe me.
Yeah.
Basically, this next segment is me just hitting the blokes with facts and just showing them that I'm not just a lying, crazy lunatic.
Hey, don't fire all your bullets now. Save it.
All right. Big hour still to come here. It's Ruud, it's and Loz waking you up for your Thursday. It is 14 degrees in the city right now, headed for a top of 21 around Adelaide. You're on Triple M. Good morning.
Ruud, it's and Loz here on Triple M. Loz, you've got a couple of very special guests in the studio.
We do. I'm very distracted because there's a beautiful, beautiful dog in the studio named George, and he's here because of See Differently. The Royal Society for the Blind turns 140 this year, and it's one of SA's oldest charities that's been supporting the community beautifully for many, many years. And they do amazing, amazing work, and I've been fortunate enough to sort of voice some ads and be involved in a small capacity. But I just think it's really important to talk about what these guys do because it's very moving stuff, actually, what these dogs can actually do for a person's life who's maybe going through a rough time with PTSD, who's got vision impairment, children with autism. They do so much more than just maybe what people think. So we've got Sally here. Good morning, Sally.
Hi, Loz. How are you going?
I'm really well. We've got Wendy as well.
Hi.
Tell us a little bit about See Differently and the sort of idea behind you guys.
So, as you said, we're one of South Australia's oldest charities. And to begin with, we started by helping people who have low vision or blindness. So we help them live their lives independently.
Yep.
So anything from occupational therapy to eye services to counselling. We also offer support with employment. We have a massive amount of assistive technology that help people to interact in daily life. And as you said, we also have a really incredible guide and assistance dog program.
Can you tell us about George, the dog you've brought in today? Beautiful dog.
Yeah.
He immediately walked straight up to me and leaned up against me. So what sort of work is he doing?
So George is actually in the puppy program. George is actually in the puppy program at the moment, and he's a pure golden retriever.
Gorgeous.
And we are looking at him being in the breeding program.
Okay. How good is it to be George?
Big George. There's still a lot of things that George has to tick the boxes because obviously he has to be to tip-top health.
Yep.
So at 12 months, he will have an eye check, which they actually go to an ophthalmologist just like we do and have an eye check, and he'll also have his elbows checked as well. They've already had hip x-rays and things like that because we need to make sure that, especially being in the program, the breeding program, that everything is 10 out of 10, basically.
So when someone has a seeing eye dog or a guide dog, obviously if their vision's impaired, they might not be able to notice if their dog needs support with its own health. Is that person supported with people visiting and making sure the dog's okay?
Absolutely. That's a big part of our program with both the guide and the veteran program because, when they're first matched to their client, we have a team that actually check. They spend 2 weeks with the trainers,
right?
And then it'll be like a weekly vet a check, and then a monthly, and then sort of as they see that things settle down, then they'll extend that out. But we do have a 24-hour line that either a volunteer with a puppy can ring if they need us, or otherwise any clients.
We offer lifetime support for both the dog and the client.
That's amazing.
We're there in partnership with them the whole way.
That's brilliant. Yeah,
and if you think about if you've got a guiding dog, if they move house, then you need that support to be able to settle that dog at the new location, get used to their new bus routes and things like that. So, it does. Aftercare is very important to us too.
All right.
Incredible. How do people get in contact with you if they want to support you or be involved as a volunteer?
Yeah, look, the best way is to check out our website, which is seedifferently.org.au. We also have quite a few open sessions for people who are interested in volunteering. So again, you can register for those on the website.
Well, I can't recommend it enough, and the work you do is absolutely incredible, and George is just a heartbreaker. I'm going to be sad when he has to go. But thank you so much, guys, Sally and Wendy, for coming in and talking about this. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Triple M Breakfast with Blue Jits and Loz.
What a goal!
Overnight Sports.
Thursday night showdown, national stage tonight for the Crows and Port Adelaide Showdown 55.
27 all.
Yeah, that's right, it is. It can't get any tighter. A couple of changes for both sides, Root.
Yeah, they are. Dan Curtin is going to debut. Jordan Butts is back in the back line. Brody Smith is back as well, so some good ins there. It's an interesting decision to play Dan Curtin, but they're all very confident.
We don't expect him to come out and dominate a showdown in his first game, but we feel that he's ready mentally and physically to play in a game at this level.
Root, big-bodied lad, isn't he?
Yeah,
big strong fella.
He's a massive unit, and plays as a halfback, winger, midfielder. Sort of, you know, they say he's got a brilliant kick. We'll find out tonight under enormous pressure how good he is.
150th game for Matt Crouch, yep, which is fantastic. Rory Sloane will get a lap of honour before the game. Yeah, Roo,
get there early, everyone. That's going to happen about 30 minutes before, so that'll be 6:30. I know it's going to be tight getting work, getting home, getting the kids, getting organised, getting to the game. So if you can, try and get there as early as possible.
Yep, for sure. Now, the Powers made two changes. Ryan Burton and Jed McEntee come back in. No Sam Powell Pepper or Aaliyah Aaliyah. Jeremy Finlayson overlooked.
Shocked about that. He is on the out. I know he's been out for 3 weeks and hasn't played, but I would have thought you need a second ruck. So that means Charlie Dixon's going to do more. It means maybe a little bit of Ollie Wines.
Yep.
And no Powell Pepper to do that as well. So that's going to be interesting when their second ruck is up against Nenlin Himmelberg or Riley O'Brien.
Now, we know that Connor Rosie has been cleared to play. There are still people believing he'll be a late out. Now, Ken Hinckley's been very strong on this. I went to the Variety Club lunch yesterday, the showdown lunch, and they were both there. And Kenny said, why would we do that? Why would we play games?
Not the first time we've made a quick turnaround from a minor soft tissue injury. So for those people sitting out there with the doomsdayers, they're saying, oh, you're taking a big risk. We're not taking a big risk. We're taking a normal risk with an injury like this. You know, when you see him run like he was running yesterday, not to pick him.
Are you picking him?
Look, I trust them. I think if Connor Rosie says I'm right to go, you've got to surely, and the doctors have cleared him. If Connor Rosie says I'm right to go, I believe him and I trust him.
Yep. Good call. That's,
don't you think?
Yeah, I do agree exactly with what you're saying. They'd be making the right call. They, look, I've got in the back of my mind, they might be a late change. He might be out and Finlayson might be in, but that's just me liking to have a second ruck.
All right, Triple M's footy coverage starts at 6:30 tonight, but beforehand, it's the Torp over the Torrens, all thanks to McDonald's with the rush hour boys. So big crowd. We're hoping to get down to the Torrens for that one. Let's move on to cricket. Bit of a shock here. Steve Smith's been left out of the Australian World Cup squad for the first time in a decade.
Wow.
That's the end of an era.
Okay.
No Fraser McGurk in the 15-man T20 squad for June's
Surely
World Cup.
Surely that's a surprise.
He is
it?
The form player in the world at the moment.
Wow.
Mm. Right. Mitch Marsh has been appointed captain. Travis Head's also been named.
I'm sure Bluey will talk about that this afternoon.
Yes, indeed. Adelaide United closed out the season losing last night on the road 2-0 to Central Coast. That is our look at sport. Time for us to go on this Thursday morning. Roo, Loz, who's going to win tonight? Quickly.
Oh, the Crows.
Oh, of course. Righto. Enjoy the show, everyone. Hey,
go
tune into the rush hour for the Torp over the Torrens as well. And
yes.
Shazza is playing songs all day.
Oh, Shazza Dittmar, she selected the playlist today.
Yeah, all day
tonight. All right, have a look at the weather.
Gorgeous.
Absolutely perfect.
Perfection.
So, have a great day, everybody.
Bye.
Thanks for checking out the Roo Dits and Loz podcast, driven by the Ford Ranger Raptor, inspired by desert racing. Ford Ranger Raptor has been developed by the Australian design and engineering team with Ford Performance DNA for true enthusiasts.